Hello and welcome. This file is a Wonderland induction, and it's an empty version of this induction, which contains a few suggestions to be still in this childlike, curious state of mind after you come out of it for about half an hour. So if that's what you want, make sure you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Make yourself comfortable, lay back, relax, close your eyes, and let's begin. Now, this induction is a little bit different. I hope you're comfortable and relaxed and ready to begin. Close your eyes and allow your fantasy to come alive. Can you remember Alice in Wonderland? In the end, it turns out Wonderland is just in her fantasy. But does it really matter? What's the difference between the memory of reality and the memory of a dream? And what's the difference between being in reality and being in a dream? While you're in the dream, it's reality for you. And maybe this reality is only reality while you're in this dream. You can never know, but if you perceive the dream as being as real as reality, and while you're in the dream, you can't make out any difference. Is there a real difference between dream and reality? Is a dream less than reality? Or maybe more, because you have the freedom to experience anything you want. You're not restricted as you are in reality, and I bet you can remember dreams that were so wonderful that you would love to go back there. Now the same is true for your fantasy. Your fantasy can create dream worlds for you to experience. And this is the goal of this induction, to allow you to experience your fantasy. So, use your fantasy and imagine yourself in a forest. See it around you. Feel it around you, smell it, taste it, really experience it. And as you allow this fantasy forest to become more and more real, you might already notice your body relaxing a little bit more as your focus shifts away from your physical body and into this fantasy. And you know you don't have to find your way there alone. You have help. See the little white rabbit off in the distance, knowing he's your guide into your own fantasy. Follow it. Follow the white rabbit, and with every step, it becomes more real, more vivid. You allow your fantasy to take over, to immerse yourself in this dream, in this fantasy. And with each and every step, you can let your body fade away from your conscious mind more and more. Let it become heavier and heavier, more and more relaxed, feeling so wonderful, so perfect, so you can focus completely on this fantasy. Feel it. Feel as you walk through the forest, following the white rabbit. Feel the ground beneath your feet. Smell the air around you. Let it become more and more real, more and more vivid. As you follow the rabbit, chase it, coming closer and closer. But then it disappears into a hole. You stand before the rabbit hole. It's big enough for you to follow him. And you know where this hole will take you. Into Wonderland, deeper into your fantasies. That's right. Feel your body again, how heavy, comfortable, and relaxed it has become, knowing once you enter into the rabbit hole, you will drift deeper into this fantasy, deeper into Wonderland, leaving behind the awareness of your physical body. So your fantasy can become much more vivid, much more real. That's right. And you're ready to enter the rabbit hole. See yourself moving into the rabbit hole, crawling into it, leaving behind your physical body, immersing yourself in your fantasies, going on your journey into Wonderland, and you crawl through the dark barrow, feeling your way through it, until finally the ground beneath your feet starts to break up and you fall, floating down a deep bottomless hole, floating down slowly. You know you're safe while you glide deeper and deeper down, down into Wonderland, down into your fantasy. You're falling weightlessly, gliding down, immersing yourself in your fantasy, falling deeper, deeper, deeper. Down you go, deeper and deeper down. You feel completely safe and relaxed as you fall down, down into Wonderland. This fantasy becomes absolutely real. The deeper you fall, the closer you get to Wonderland. Falling down, 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 weightlessly. Nothing around you. You're just falling, falling, down. And then you gently land on the bottom of the hole. And as your feet gently touch the ground, you look around you. You're in a room with a single door. There's also a table with a little glass vial. The door is far too small for you, but you know what you have to do. You know that when you drink the vial, you will shrink. You will be small enough to fit through the door and enter Wonderland. You grab the vial, wondering for a moment if your Wonderland works the same. Or maybe, no, you feel safe. You open the vial, put it to your mouth, and drink. It's a sweet, fruity flavor. You can feel it rolling over your tongue smoothly. Tastes wonderful. You swallow it down and you feel heat radiating from your stomach, radiating out into your body. As you become dizzy, everything around you starts to spin. You feel dizzy and confused. Your body starts shrinking, and it's a weird sensation. It feels as if your body doesn't fit you anymore, as you begin to shrink down more and more, becoming tinier and tinier, shrinking down. And then the weird sensation stops. You are shrunken down. Now you can fit through the door. You can fit through the door and enter Wonderland, where you can live your fantasies, experience your fantasies. That's right. You notice that everything has become even more vivid, knowing that once you pass through the door into Wonderland, you will be completely immersed in this fantasy. It will be absolutely real. You will forget any other reality and immerse yourself totally and completely. You see the door. Walk towards it. Approaching the door. See every detail of the door. Knowing what will happen when you pass through it. grab the handle, open the door. As you open the door, bright light shines from the other side. Impossible to see anything but bright light flooding through the door. And you're getting ready to pass through the door into Wonderland. Taking a deep breath, ready to let go completely. And pass through the door, walk through it into Wonderland, into the light, and let go. And now that you're down in Wonderland, you can hold on to this feeling you feel right now, to this feeling, this experience, the childlike fascination you feel right now. And you can take it out of you and feel it for half an hour after you listen to this induction. That's right, for the next 30 minutes you can keep these feelings, this childlike fascination you feel right now, experiencing the world around you with new eyes. That's right, and you will enjoy it, and whenever you want to come back, you will come back completely to the here and now, instantly and effortlessly. And now it's time I get you back out of Wonderland and into the real world. One, you're slowly drifting back up to the surface, and two, becoming more and more awake, three, more and more alert, leaving Wonderland, returning to the normal world, four, drifting back up further and further, five, halfway back to the normal world, six, coming back more and more, and seven, you feel your body again, and eight, twitching your toes, wiggling your fingers, and nine, stretching yourself almost back, enjoying this feeling a moment longer, and with the next number you will open your eyes in the real world and you will be completely back, and 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. Welcome back. Thank you for listening, and I would appreciate if you let me know what you think about this induction. Goodbye.